My name is Josh Withers. I'm a celebrant, and here today I am presenting with you a critical, weird, wonderful look at wedding stuff. Just wedding stuff across all of the genres of traditions and things that people think you should do, and things people thought was a good idea, and things we thought were a good idea yesterday, and just all of the wedding crap. I am here to present a new way of getting married. It's the Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. Today we're talking bridal parties because over the, close to 10 years as a marriage celebrant, the thing that I've seen cause more stress and pain than, like, the top three, so this isn't a top three item, the top three are, like, just weird vendor crap things. Like, I had a DJ not show up on Saturday. What are you doing, DJ? I don't know what you're doing. Parents, God bless parents. I love parents, but, mate, they are the cause of so much stress and pain. The other one is just weather, because weather's sometimes a bitch. So, apart from the top three, the fourth most stressful thing I've seen at weddings is bridal parties. Bridal parties, somehow, I don't know how, they just cause this stress. And I thought today it'd be a really good opportunity just to show you where and why we have bridal parties. What do they mean? Why do we have bridal parties? And the only real way where we can do that is for us just to take a little bit of a stroll through history, back in time, where we can talk about why do we have bridal parties. See, today we have bridal parties for a certain reason, but there's a reason they came into existence. And today, I just want to tell you very simply that they exist for one of two reasons. Through different research methods, we're going to find out that bridal parties exist either A, because we were really, really scared. Scared of the fact that evil demons could come and attack your marriage ceremony. That the evil demons were so intelligent to see that this marriage ceremony is that good, that a marriage will come out of it needs to be broken up. I'm going to come into it and destroy it. So they're that smart, but not smart enough to say, I don't know who they are. You see, we had bridal parties to distract the evil spirits. That as the evil spirits came to the marriage ceremony, they'd see all these people in similar dress and like, I don't know which ones are getting married. It's scary. I don't know. So that's the first reason we had bridal parties. The second reason is, I don't know, it's a little bit weird. There was a time when mostly women would get married beyond their will, and their father would have done a deal with someone else from a different tribe or village or whatever, and so one day the daughter would find out she's getting married, the father would drag her to the ceremony, and their bridal party was there to protect the ceremony from, like, so that it wouldn't be stopped, because people would come and stop the marriage ceremony. They'd come and get involved. And so the reason the men would be on a certain side is because their sword holster would be on a particular side and they need to be able to fight. And, like, how weird is that? So today we don't usually have bridal parties for any of those reasons. Thank God. No, today we have bridal parties because we want our mates to hang out with us, which is cool. And they can totally do that. But what if we got them to hang out with us and it wasn't some big, weird, awkward thing where they had to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars and they had to have all these special roles and make sure they get there safely on the day? What does that mean? Like, do you need help getting to your wedding like that? Like, are you... If you do, please get people. Maybe get, like, a professional as opposed to your mate Tim, who probably couldn't get anyone anywhere. So, it's just weird, isn't it? It's weird that we have all these people with us. But it's also lovely that we have friends. So I don't want to take away from friends being friends. My suggestion today is that bridal parties cause a lot of stress. The idea of the whole financial arrangement of having a bridal party, the different responsibilities and what you expect of them, what they expect of it. My advice, honestly, ditch it. Ditch the bridal party. You can still have your friends hang out with you, please. Like, don't, like, be there. But don't make them wear the same clothes as you and have to rent the right same suit and pay all the money and just have your squad and just get up there and get married together, the two of you. Just get married in a simple, beautiful, awesome way. Everyone saves a lot of money. There's a whole lot of stress saved. A whole lot of pain goes away when you guys ditch the bridal party and just get married, the two of you. Can I ask you, if you're watching on YouTube, get onto the podcast. If you listen to the podcast, jump onto YouTube, subscribe, share, tell people. This is The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. I hope you've really enjoyed this episode.